focus on the process and not perfection. See, I don't think people understand what's actually happening throughout the process. Throughout the process, you are being developed. Throughout the process, you are gathering all the tools necessary to be extraordinarily successful on the next level. We all know people that are trying to find shortcuts, trying to find the easy way out, trying to find cheat. Well, whether it's through school, sports, a game, it could be anything. They're always trying to find the easy way out. But I can tell you right now that anything that comes fast, anything that comes easy won't last long at all. Because all the tools you need to be successful, all the tools you need for longevity are found in the process. And if you can't manage the process, then you can't manage success. Not only is it important, but it's necessary to know that throughout life, things don't get easier. You just get better. Think about a toddler when they first start riding the bike. The first day, they fall off, they scrape themselves. The second day, they don't scrape themselves, but they're not riding. The third day, it's almost like you're back at the first day again. You got another cut on your elbow. But over time, you get better. Over time, your hand and eye coordination gets a little bit better. Now you can turn corners with your eyes closed. That might not be the safest thing to do, but now you're able to do it. The only times you face difficulty is when you're missing something. You need to be developed in one area or two. That's the only time difficulty happens. Then people ask the question, how do I stay motivated enough to complete the process and endure the difficulty? And that's a whole different topic, okay? See, people are motivated to achieve more from many different sources. Some can see amazing things being accomplished and get motivated immediately. Some people are motivated by making other people proud. Some are motivated through their struggle. What I mean by that is some people are motivated because they were never seen for their true potential. As hard as they worked, they were always overlooked. This struggle created a stain in their heart where they always felt doubted. So it caused them to always feel the need to want to achieve more for themselves. The biggest benefit that comes from this is developing extraordinary self-belief. Self-belief is one of the greatest internal gifts that you can have. There is no obstacle or goal that is too big to achieve at this point. That's when you're truly confident. That's when you can say, it's possible. Whatever your story is, I want you to use that as gasoline to fuel you to your dreams and through your dreams. When I say to your dreams and through your dreams, I mean use your struggle, use your story to fuel you to where you want to be in life. And beyond that, to the point where you're inspiring others to be what they've always wanted to be in life. But in the midst of finding that direction, it's going to take some true, sincere realization. You have to look at yourself in the mirror and admit that you aren't what you were sent here to be. You must admit that there is some serious work that you need to do within yourself. Accepting that fact is always tough. For those of you who are thinking, Howard, where do I start? And I'm telling you right here and right now that it's going to start with the things that scare you the most. What are the things that you really want to accomplish, but you're too scared to get started? Because that's the truth. The things that scare you the most are going to be the things that are going to grow you the most. I tell people all the time, they say that they're scared of failure, but in all actuality, they're really scared of success. Being a success is a scary place to be. It takes courage to be successful. You have to be courageous to be successful, to achieve great things in life. It's a lot of pressure. It's easy to accomplish less. What direction do you want to take? My aunt always says, Howard, life is about choices. What choice are you going to make? A lot of you won't like me for saying this, but sleeping in is not going to get you there. Making excuses on why you don't have the time is not going to get you to that next level. Keeping your same circle of people who aren't looking to grow, who aren't looking to get more out of life, isn't going to get you there. Take a stand, lock in, focus. Your dreams are most important, and most importantly, just believe. Believe that you have whatever it takes to achieve more in life. And on top of that, understand that they're doubting you. They don't want you to do it. They don't think that you, they think that you're sleeping in. They think that you're lazy. They don't think you have it in you. But they don't know your story. They don't know your struggle. They don't know where you come from. So before you do anything else, you must first convince yourself that it's possible.